You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Welcome, everyone, to The Real Short Box. My name is Kevin.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Donald.
Today, we are going to talk about the Fox Disney acquisition deal.
Oh, God.
Yes, it's going to be a lot to talk about.
I own everything now.
That's right.
I own your mom.
That's right.
Whoa.
Heck, they might own us soon.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's good and there's bad to this deal, and we're going to talk all about it. But before we talk about it, I'd like to give a shout out to one of our sponsors, Spiro's Heroes, which is located in Canoga Park, California. Spiro's Heroes has over 300,000 comics in its warehouse. I call it the Temple of Comics. The proprietor, Elliot Spiro's, is the godfather of comics. And let me tell you something. Yes. He is a wonderful person.
Yes. I've never met somebody that's willing to give you such good deals, to be honest.
In fact, he gives you the godfather deal, as I call it.
The godfather discount.
That's right.
Yes. All you got to do is kiss the ring.
Kiss the ring.
Or kiss the one. It's fine.
And it is an awesome place. They have a Marvel room, a DC room, an independent room. You can't go wrong. Go to SpirosHeroes.com to check out all deals and all upcoming events.
Find them on Instagram, too.
Now, let us begin the show with the Fox Disney acquisition deal. Disney spent $52.4 billion.
And let's stop to think about this.
I don't want
to. $52.4 billion?
I make so little in life that to get that much money, to even, like, I can't even, my brain hurts thinking about it. I just want to, like, get into a blanket tent and cry with pillows because I'm so poor, comparatively speaking, to this acquisition.
Mm-hmm. Are you jealous?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Why wouldn't I be? Who's not jealous? Are you jealous of all that money?
Would the money ruin me?
No.
Okay, then, yeah, maybe I will.
I mean, it's $52.4 billion in stock.
To quote one of my favorite movies, finally, I have enough money, I can buy my way out of anything. Kingpin, in case anybody didn't know.
Which, by the way, wasn't that a Fox movie?
I don't know, to be honest.
Or it's Universal. Maybe it's Universal. But anyway.
I don't know. It was a Farley Brother film, yeah, Farley whatever they were doing back then.
That's true.
It was like their second one, I think, right after Dumb and Dumber.
Yep.
Such a great follow-up. Their best film, actually, I think. If you haven't watched it, check it out. And no, they're not sponsoring us.
Rupert Murdoch decided to unload his entertainment and sports assets. He wanted to keep Fox News, obviously.
Of course he did.
And the New York Post, so those are staying with him. But he decided to get out of the entertainment business. I think what facilitated this was the fact that Disney's going to start their own streaming app to compete mm-hmm. with Netflix and Amazon. Fox, I think they felt going forward, they don't really have a plan.
Well, Fox, no. They own
Hulu.
Yeah.
Disney's the major stockholder
or whatever
of Hulu. Yeah. They have like 60%.
Long Universal. I think Universal also owns a piece of Hulu, too.
Yeah, but I mean, Disney's the 60%.
So they'll probably push Universal out, to be honest, and just make that their platform.
Well,
I mean, that would be smart.
I would be all right with that.
Well, I guess Mickey's monopolizing everything.
I own you. I own your soul.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
at some point, they will.
Come here.
Can you do Donald Duck?
Yeah. That's the best I could do. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
But
so let's talk turkey here. Let's get right to the fucking meat and potatoes of this shit because we all know what we're waiting to hear.
Marvel.
The acquisition of the X-Men and the Fantastic Four.
Yes.
With the Fantastic Four, you get Galactus, hopefully done right and not a freaking cloud.
Yes, yeah. I think Marvel are not stupid. Marvel Studios, they know the deal.
You get the Silver Surfer,
which I love.
And you get what everybody's been waiting for.
Annihilus?
No. Doctor Doom.
Done right.
Done right. Yes, of course. You get Doctor freaking Doom. Marvel's one of their premium best villains. Fox had two of the best villains ever in the Marvel canon. They had Magneto from the X-Men, and they had Doctor Doom from the Fantastic Four.
Only one of them was done decently.
Right, and Fox had them, and now it's back in the Marvel wheelhouse. And I bet they were dancing a jig.
Oh, mm-hmm. A lot of fanboys are dancing a jig because now you can have finally a Wolverine versus Hulk matchup.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people always wanted to see it in the movies.
I've not heard that yet, like people being excited about that. I've heard more people being excited about the fact that you can get the Avengers versus the X-Men.
Yes, or them just simply team together.
Yeah, nobody wants to see them team up. Everybody wants to see them fight.
Yeah, go out. That's true. We had the comic book series a while back.
Absolutely, yeah. Get them to fight. Fight each other. Fight to the death.
Or, here's another thing. The fact that now you can say, you can use the term mutant in the MCU. Before, they couldn't really say it.
Do you remember when, this was recent, they tried to make Magneto an Inhuman?
They did?
Yeah, in the comic books. They said, like, Magneto found out, he's like, first of all, he was like, they said that he was an Inhuman. I think that's how it went. And Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver were not his children. It was the weirdest thing. I never heard anything like it.
It's just like with them messing with his real name.
Yeah.
It's just like, just stick with one and leave it at that. Stop changing. Oh, it was really this. And it's
reason to do that.
It's stupid.
Marvel has screwed up so many times in 2017, I lost track.
Really?
Oh my God, yes. They've written articles about this, guys, about how poorly they're doing in everything.
I know part of it had to do with the, I guess some people would call it the social justice warrior mentality, where they're changing around certain characters. And then now I hear they're pulling back on that because a lot of people, they lost sales.
Yeah, the cinematic universe is still doing fine, don't get me wrong. But everything else, the source material, it all started with last year when they decided to make Captain America a member of Hydra. And like, I'm going to be honest, guys, you're a bunch of girls if you think, and well,
what's wrong with being a girl, Donald?
Nothing. I meant a bunch of weirdos. There we go. Better.
Fine.
Better choice. She's got my ear. Okay. So,
oh my goodness.
Let's go back on that. You're all a bunch of really weird people, and you can be men or women, in any sex or creed or color or whatever, it doesn't matter, any ethnicity, I don't care. Whatever you prefer sexually to is your business.
Just respect the source material.
Right. But, like, I feel like everybody was a little too butthurt over the fact that Captain America was going to be a member of Hydra. I kind of liked the idea only because it's something we hadn't seen. Mm-hmm. And we all know, if we're competent adults, we all know that because of the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they're not going to make Captain America a permanent bad guy.
Of course not.
It was a story arc, people. Get your hurt out of the butt, so to speak.
I mean,
and just move forward.
But do you think it's because, like, the product of our time, though, too? Like, with everything, like, making him this, like, villain, right, in Hydra?
Do you mean with a certain person that might be in a certain position of power?
Yeah, like just, like, the delicate balance of our own Earth.
Yeah.
Maybe
I think
just set off a lot of people.
I think it resonated with them, yeah. And some people would see this as a call to action and a way to open eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And other people would just become offended. Other mm-hmm. people that already had their path narrowed in life and didn't want to deviate from anything. You have two people like that. You have the people in the real world that don't want to do that. And you have the people that are so deep in the comic world, they never want to see that. Not my Captain America. You know, it's like for me when they played the Man of Steel movie and Superman killed General Zod. I shouted. I got up in the theater and I was told to sit down, but I shouted, "Not my Superman!"
All right,
because I was so furious
right.
that he killed somebody.
Right.
But if you look back over the history of Superman in comics, he has killed people before.
Right.
It has happened. It's not something anybody's proud of. It's not anything anybody talks about, to be honest, because he's the big blue Boy Scout.
Well, Superman too. He technically killed Zod in that movie when they were in the Fortress of Solitude.
You put him in the Phantom Zone, right? All of them.
No. That his father did that. in the first movie. Remember how they broke out of the Phantom
Zone?
No,
in the second one, he threw this shield, his like emblem at them, and somehow it put them in the Phantom Zone.
No, did you remember at the very end of the movie, they got sunk down that
No, obviously
that
I don't.
Okay, gosh, never mind.
In the Man of Steel?
No. Superman 2.
Superman
the 2. Christopher Reeve.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember him killing Zod, though.
Yeah.
Did they show it?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like they showed it. It was kind of implied. Basically,
okay. Big difference.
All right,
big difference between implying and showing.
fine.
I mean, when you're talking about film anyway and seeing it on screen.
Yeah.
Like, if you're supposed to, you know, what happened to Jimmy? Jimmy's not coming back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Oh, it's implied Jimmy died. But, you know, then maybe in the sequel, Jimmy's like, you thought I was dead, didn't you? But I'm not, you know, because you didn't see it.
Well, the way I see it, when you depower those three people and you get thrown down like a freaking crevice, I don't think you're coming back. I think you're dead.
Well, I adopted that for Game of Thrones, though, where I was like, I don't believe it until I see it.
See?
That's
the
true.
Hound.
The Hound. That's true.
For example,
that's
yeah.
True.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yes, well, come on. It's been, what, 6-7 seasons now,
yeah,
for God's sakes. Your spoilers don't count. It doesn't matter. There you go. So what I think is strange about the acquisition is how scary it is. Like, the first thing I thought, I wasn't excited about X-Men and Fantastic Four coming back into Marvel. I felt like Fox could have done a deal to just sell that and kept themselves viable. Just the acquisition of those characters did not do Fox in.
Right.
He just wanted out.
Right.
He legit wanted out and was willing to sell for a certain amount.
Yeah, because the movie business is changing, and I guess they feel it's just not what it's not really meant for.
But what doesn't it scare you, though, that the fact that, like,
they own now, there's two major studios are now owned by the same company.
Two huge
yes.
studios are now owned under one roof.
And this is opening up Pandora's box, because I think I told you off camera, off mic, that I feel that what's going to happen is probably Universal, for example, might buy Sony. Because I hear Sony, they're not doing very well the last few years. They might be on the chopping block.
And if Universal does buy Sony, they got Spider-Man probably in that contractual deal.
Unless
if they get bought, that's part of the deal that it reverts back to Marvel.
Right.
And in which case, I would think, it was strange to me because I thought Marvel would have gone after Sony, because I thought Sony was hurting more than any other studio.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they've always wanted to get out. They were like, oh, why did we buy this off Coca-Cola?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, this was a mistake.
Right.
So I always felt like that if they were going to buy somebody, they would have bought Sony. Somebody would have bought Sony.
Right.
But it hasn't happened yet. So, yeah, Universal could easily scoop up Sony.
Yeah, because Comcast owns Universal. And
Sony
they
only
got
owns
the
rights to one character, though, right? Spider-Man in the Spider-Man canon.
Right.
And
that's all they have.
You know, and that's a lot still. You know, that, like, again, that's Black Cat. That's
Venom.
Venom.
Carnage.
That's Nightwatch. That's Carnage. That's, you know, any other character that's good. That's Green Goblin. That's Doc Ock, Sandman, you know, that's
guys.
All these characters that you could do spinoffs on and onesies and stuff that you
a lot
have.
IP. A lot of viable IP.
Yeah, you have a lot of viability. You have a lot of diversity there that you could spin. Miles Morales, even.
Mm-hmm.
He could be in a whole other world
that's right.
doing his Spider-Man thing if you wanted to and go off on that.
And didn't Morbius technically make his debut in Spider-Man?
He did. Amazing Spider-Man number 101.
So legally, they technically would have the right to do a Morbius.
The living vampire.
They have a right to do a Morbius
movie. You have
movie.
A horror movie now. You have a legit movie like that. So,
although Punisher, I guess, is different because Punisher debuted in Spider-Man, didn't he?
He did. Amazing Spider-Man 129, I think.
Yeah, but, you know, Punisher is in the MCU. Like, I guess this weird legal thing goes on when they determine who owns what or who has the rights
right.
to who.
But I think Morbius is owned by Sony. I think they have the rights to it. Yeah. So
okay.
It was probably had to be stated specifically in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe when they made the deal, they said, okay, Marvel said you have the rights to all these characters, but these ones. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or something
it's kind
like
of
that.
Kang the Conqueror, which is now available for the MCU.
Kang the Conqueror should have always been available because he first premiered in Avengers.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. The Kang himself.
Okay.
Now, he appeared as other characters.
That's what they'd have, like, Rama Tut or something like that.
Yeah, and I think that was in a Fantastic Four book, but
see,
I could be wrong.
That's why I was getting confused, because I knew, like, he debuted as someone else.
But I'm pretty sure it was a Fantastic Four, because Avengers came after Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
And Kang appeared in Avengers, like, issue 9, I think, 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
So he would have appeared in, I'm sure, in Fantastic Four then at that point.
Which, by the way, Kang the Conqueror, that's someone who now could be used for a future.
Well, we already talked about that. Jarrett seemed very firm on that idea after watching the Black Panther, that Kang is going to be. And I don't know if you saw the Russo brothers put up on Instagram a picture of a purple glove.
Hmm.
And they were like, you know, something like he's coming or something like that, or it's coming or whatever, or stay tuned. And Kang has very purple gloves. That's like Kang's thing. He's got a very particular outfit. So to me, that's extremely exciting because that sets the whole time travel thing into play. And that can reboot the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Time gem.
When people want to get out of contracts.
Right, so especially the time gem. And yeah, you can use the Infinity Gauntlet. Yeah, it's a great way to handle real-life situations.
An extremely good way to do that.
Much like Flashpoint in DC. You can really handle real-life situations.
Yep, and that's their DCs. Oh, my God.
But we'll get to that in another podcast.
Yeah, we'll get that into another one. But, yeah, so what else does... what else do you think that Disney acquired that they'll really be excited about acquiring, about getting?
Well, this is something I wish Fox would have just sold Universal. This is what it made sense. Alien and Predator to the Monster Universe in Universal. I wish they would have done that. But instead, it's going to be very strange. I'm curious to see what Disney is going to do with the Alien and Predator franchise.
They're probably going to keep Fox, 20th Century Fox, around as a division.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course, of course.
Because then you have, like, Deadpool, too, which is, like...
Well, Deadpool will be... MR Bob Iger did say something about Deadpool will be integrated to the MCU, and they'll still be R-rated films. They'll still,
oh, good.
They'll still respect... that
because I know that was like on the edge of like are we gonna go PG-13 right.
Touchstone Pictures presents Deadpool that's what they would always do.
Well, what they'll do is I think this makes sense to me, you know, how Netflix, the Marvel shows, they're a little more serious, a little more in the R-rated territory. What they can do is maybe have a Marvel Mature Studios label. That would kind of make sense, so parents would know straight up, okay, these Marvel films are kind of for mommy and daddy more than for Billy and Susie.
Yeah, you know, I agree there.
You know,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I think that, you know, Marvel still has a lot of tricks up their sleeves and a lot of things that they can be doing. Are you watching Runaways at all?
No, yeah. I haven't had a chance to watch it. I've heard decent things.
I'm about 5 or 6 episodes in at this point. I'm playing catch up. It's not bad. It's definitely has like a teenager feel.
Someone told me they made a reference to mutants or something like that, allegedly, on that show.
If they have, I haven't heard it.
Oh.
Or I was like up making tea at the time or doing something silly instead of watching it. It's good. It's not great. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's not something I need to go, what did I miss? You know, I'm like, it's okay.
And, you know, one last thing, Secret Wars can now finally be done to its fullest potential. The Beyonder could be introduced, and now you now have all the X-Men.
The Beyonder.
And Dr. Doom, as you know.
Maybe people want to look into picking up the Beyonder's first appearance. I don't know who would do that.
Who would do such a thing?
Who would have just bought that first appearance on eBay? I don't know.
For $5, you said, right?
Yes, $5.
Yeah.
Yes. You're so welcome, Donald.
It would make sense probably around the year 2025, you know, whatever they decide to do after phase 3 or 4, whatever the case would be, to introduce the Beyonder, and then you could have all these characters.
Very true. But what else kind of, like, we're thinking just strictly Marvel. What else do you guys think?
Anastasia can be a princess.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Really?
Anastasia could be a princess.
Really?
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Like, because Anastasia was Fox, 20th Century Fox.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And Anastasia's a really cool character.
She's
awesome.
She's an awesome, awesome princess.
You know what's funny you mentioned that now? I think what the first thing they'll do is, you know, you have all the princesses at Disneyland and Disney World. They'll cast somebody, you know, to be Anastasia.
Do you think they will?
I mean,
it's doing really well on Broadway.
It would make sense.
Let me ask you something. Was Anastasia a Don Bluth film? Or was it like, and does Don Bluth have the rights to his characters that he created under the Fox label, or is it property of Fox?
That's something the lawyers gonna have to figure out.
Secret of Nim, Ferngully. An American Tale, Fievel, you know, like all that stuff. somewhere. Could be under the Fox banner. And if they are owned by Fox, then they're now owned by Disney.
Oh, my gosh.
Which means Don Bluth, who left Disney. Right. This is the worst part.
Oh,
Don
no.
Bluth, who had an argument and disagreement with Disney Animation, and left them to create his own stuff under this
gets
and work
absorbed.
With Fox,
gets
absorbed back into Disney,
can't
and
escape.
Then his characters become property of that. Yes. My God.
You can't escape the mouse.
Is Don Bluth still alive? And if he is, I'm sure he probably, if this is true, he was probably throwing things, because I would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you work so hard to do something.
To get away.
Also, like, you made your art, though. It got seen. It did well.
That's true,
like,
to a
you know.
Point. I guess I'm just thinking from a bitter old man standpoint, which is what I usually think from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, for a guy who's pushing, yeah.
90.
Yeah.
got my cholesterol pills here in front of me. Hear them? Yep, cholesterol, guys. It's a motherfucker.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of...
cholesterol.
Speaking of cholesterol and motherfuckers. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, I just wanted to pop in real quick and give a quick shout out to a podcast that's been a very good friend of ours, actually, as of recent.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. It's another podcast called Classless Chat. What they do is they talk about life with kids, retro gaming... they review Netflix series, movies, Marvel stuff, all that kinds of stuff. So they're not exactly like us, but they circle around our world. So it's a great companion to what we talk about. So if you listen to...
Supplemental podcast.
Right. If you listen to The Real Short Box, I would recommend giving a listen to Classless Chat. I think they're just recently, they're doing really well. They're... 30, 40, 50 pods in or something like that. They're really going along, and I think they're going to last a long time. And I like the guys. They're cool dudes, and I highly recommend them.
Mr. Brown.
Yes, Mr. Brown. But moving on, so with the Disney princess thing, mm-hmm. we've got that. We've got the Predator and Aliens thing we know. We have the Marvel thing. What else do we have?
How could I forget? Avatar.
What?
Avatar and its many unknown sequels.
Is it?
It's almost been 10 years now, guys.
Yeah,
next year will be 10 years.
Yeah. Since them, and is it on the schedule for this year to be out?
No, it keeps getting pushed back.
Yeah. I think.
They're being
maybe,
shot as we know it, but they're shooting 2 and 3 back to back, what James Cameron is doing right now.
Well, that's smart because at least he'll be guaranteed 3 movies. Because I think once Disney steps in, that's all he's going to get. Because I think the second one will probably fall on its face if it's not the most amazing thing we've ever seen in our lives.
Right, but I have to say we have underestimated them twice before with Titanic and the first Avatar. Right, one thought they were going to fail, and then they just.
I did not underestimate Titanic. I was there in line.
You were?
No. But I did want to see it, but I didn't want to go alone, and I didn't want to bring another guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was a teenager, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my friends that happened to be of a female variety,
yes,
she was like, I don't have anybody to see it with, and I was like, you're going with me.
And
so
did it work out for you, sir?
Well, I mean, we didn't like get up and hold hands and reenact it or anything.
She didn't cry in your arms.
No,
or like
that? No, no.
You know what's
no.
funny? I laughed. When Leonardo DiCaprio's character died. Because the whole thing cracked because you're like,
not
Jack!
Not
Jack! I mean, it was so like melodramatic and over the top. I'm just laughing and cracking up. Meanwhile, there's all these ladies around me are just crying their eyes out.
It was the human Plinko table scene.
Oh, that was funny. That was funny, too.
When the boat had flipped up on like vertical and the people... We're hitting the tables on their way down.
That was pretty funny too.
In the propellers.
Now, of course, in real life, it wasn't funny.
No.
But just the reenactment. The reenactment's funny.
In my head, I thought of like a human Plinko, and
right?
Like, it made me laugh.
Yeah, like I was waiting to see how much money they made after they hit the bottom. You know, where did they land? In the $1,000 mark. Yay! But it didn't happen.
Yeah, it's funny to me. The people that cry for that movie and also Armageddon, I just don't get it.
I don't get Armageddon.
I was
at
laughing
all.
At the end of Armageddon too. I was cracking up at the end of that movie too.
That's
I saw people crying
movie.
Around me
that
too. When Bruce Willis'
movie.
Character died, I was cracking up because people were just
spoilers.
I'm sorry. Look, it's 20 years now. Get over it.
Has it been 20 years?
Yep, Armageddon, ooh, 20 years ago.
Holy shit. Yes, I saw that in the theater.
By the way, Deep Impact's a better movie. Watch Deep Impact. Deep Impact's the better movie than Armageddon.
I agree. Watch that one. I agree, 100%. Deep Impact.
Morgan Freeman as the President of the United States.
Yep. He is the reason why we had Obama.
That's correct.
Or according to the guy from 24, Dennis something.
Haysbert.
Yeah,
something
he's
like
also the reason we had Obama as the president.
They set it up.
So think what you want. Yeah. So what else do we have?
Well, hey, the TV shows. The Simpsons.
Simpsons, yeah.
Oh, Family Guy.
God.
Futurama.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Futurama's like, isn't it?
Wait. So does this mean that the Simpsons Land contract is going to be up at Universal? And
I'm so worried about that.
I hate to say this.
It's my favorite.
I know. It's the best.
Two things are going to happen. One, they'll make a deal and say you can keep it and probably ask for a cut of the pie. Or it'll say,
Disney's never been, let's give us a cut.
Yeah.
Disney's always been, we're taking it back. That's Disney.
We're closing shop.
Yeah, that's the way that when they acquired the rights to all the Lucasfilm stuff.
Yep.
Immediately they said to Dark Horse, we're taking it back.
Yep.
And you know what? Just recently, this past, the past couple months, I read where Disney/Marvel is they're getting the rights back to Conan.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, Conan is already being reintroduced into the comics, I heard.
And was Conan 20th Century Fox?
May have been.
If that's the case, then it's already happening. Already.
Yep.
Like, I feel so bad for Dark Horse. Like, every time Dark Horse is like, okay.
Bad Alien 2 well, and Predator.
Yes.
Dark Horse had that
yes,
too.
They're probably going to lose those too.
Yep.
And it's like, that's it.
Yep.
Dark Horse might be done, guys.
They may get bought out by Marvel. I hate to say this. They may get bought out too.
And their rights to their characters. I think at this point, Dark Horse is going to be so cheap to acquire.
Yep.
That somebody else should be looking. I think that maybe like somebody like IDW.
May try to get a merger.
I think it'd be smart because IDW, they have a lot of licensed characters.
And they're similar in the Simpsons.
Right. They're very similar. And if Disney starts acquiring those characters, then IDW's in trouble.
Yep.
So IDW needs to merge with somebody or acquire something that they can have some original material.
Right.
And I think that that would be the smartest move for IDW to stay relevant.
And we want to have at least some independent, you know, comics out
yes.
there. Besides because, Image. We love Image, but besides Image,
Marvel's
you need some other
garbage lately. Yep. You need to step it up.
Because you lose creativity once you're the only game in town, much like with any industry, like cell phone industry, you know, once you get to a point where you own everything.
Oh, so many acquisitions.
So many acquisitions.
I was just listening that Amazon is, at the time, I think they're thinking about acquiring the rights to Target. So they can put the kibosh on Walmart. Yeah.
You know what?
Wait a minute, they already bought Whole Foods.
I know.
Yeah, they did buy you.
I know. Now they're looking at Target.
I know. My Whole Foods stocks got liquidated.
And Apple's looking at buying Netflix.
No surprise there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think, honestly, I think if Apple wants to stay relevant, they need something like that.
Right.
And I would rather see them purchase Netflix than Disney.
Right.
Yeah.
I really would at this point. But well, I don't want it to happen. Because
they would integrate
regardless.
iTunes and Netflix. You know, there'd be some kind of integration there with their the apps and whatnot.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this is the dark side to all of this. This has opened up Pandora's box. I mean, already the last 30 years, 20 years especially, you've seen so many mergers in all kinds of industries.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just going to continue.
Yeah.
We're going to get to a point where one or two companies is all that's left for every industry.
Did you
that's
hear
the only game in
that
town.
And this has happened not too long ago, but Nestle has decided they wanted to get out of making chocolate in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah. They don't want to do the Nestle Crunch, Butterfinger, all that stuff. They went out.
Huh.
So they're on the market now with chocolatiers. Like, hey, who wants to buy us?
Let's do it.
No. Wait. If you have like $30 billion, yeah.
I don't think
we
have the money for that.
Like
but
30 bill.
If we have 30 billion listeners that would like to
contribute,
I don't think that exists. But if we do, and they would like to contribute to our fund, please, you can donate. Go to rumblespoon.com, type in search bar donation. It will pop up to where you can make a donation on our page for us to buy Nestle.
There we go.
It is.
And if we just start with $2 billion, it'd be a great start.
And I'm not joking. There is a donation page there. So please feel free.
Please.
That'll help keep us going and help us buy new stuff, because everybody needs new stuff, especially
and,
in the podcast.
And we promise it will not go to whiskey.
Porn. Not go to porn.
I certainly hope not.
I thought you were saying it's directly just going
to
go there.
I know. No, I wouldn't go to porn. Like, not directly. No. Maybe indirectly, but not directly. Go to keep us alive, and then we can watch porn. So indirectly, they're hoping to contribute to the porn industry.
Sure.
I guess.
Yeah.
Of course, you could say that about anything.
Yeah.
That's true.
Maybe I shouldn't be drinking whiskey right now.
And on a side note there, if I read correctly in this article, these even got the sports division. So that means ESPN and Fox Sports. Fox Sports and ESPN are going to be essentially
Disney.
All one.
I want to see a halftime show.
You know what? I will watch sports if that's the case.
Where the princesses come out during the Super Bowl and it's a princess dance. That would be amazing.
Why not a princess bowl?
Yeah, that's true. All the princesses
Remember,
put on helmets.
You always have the puppy bowl during the Super Bowl. You know, the cute little puppy bowl at halftime?
Yeah.
The puppies are going at it. You know, they're playing
football.
They
play the entire game.
Yeah, they play the entire game. I mean,
they
they're adorable.
Play.
Adorable little
fellas. They literally play. I want to see them get the dogs from the first puppy bowl that they had and see how they're playing now.
Well, they're like geriatric dogs at this
point. I know. That'd be amazing. They got walkers, puppy walkers.
Oh.
And they're like, man, just let me go.
Poor fellas.
Let me die. So awful.
But you could have a princess bowl. You know, you have
Puppy Princess Bowl.
You have Ariel on one side.
Yeah.
You have Ariel on one side. You have Pocahontas on the other team. You know?
Puppies dressed as princesses.
Perfect. We've solved the world problem.
So girl puppies going at it.
Yeah. This would be amazing. I don't think there's anything else to tell, though, with this. I mean,
if you own shares in Disney or in Fox, you're quite well.
He's winking.
You are doing a little bit better, I guess, depending on how much stock you own. I know there's a lot of happy people out there who've gotten richer. But we're living in some very interesting times. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
Well, before we go,
yeah.
We'd also like to thank DJ Comics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're a collectible shop. They've been serving the Hanford, California area since 1996. Awesome shop. Awesome people. And y'all need to visit.
Yeah. They sent us some really cool
T-shirts.
Yeah. Of DJ's collectible shop. It's a nice black shirt with a big logo on the back and stuff. So
where are they located at?
Very nice of them.
Hanford.
She just said
Hanford, California. They're located there.
I've never heard of it.
It's next to Hanless, California. They have Hanford, California.
I see.
I don't know.
I see.
That was terrible.
Or Hand Nissan, California.
I don't know. But Hanford's it's a nice quality place where you need to visit, filled with quality people.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Yes. Yeah. Where no one steals.
Well,
inside joke on that one.
Oh.
All right. With that, I think we're going to close it out. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you to everybody. Thank you for our sponsor, Spiro's Heroes. And please, reach out to us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We have all that stuff up. We do have an email account. You can reach out to The Real Short Box via Gmail.
Find us on YouTube.
Yep. We have a great YouTube page. We do videos sometimes, like some parody videos. And we just do some videos where we go around to comic shops and conventions and things. And we're going to be starting to spit out more of those in the next coming months as well. Yeah. Yep. So with that, thank you for listening. My name is Donald.
My name is Kim.
And my name is Kevin.
And we'll see you
at the comic shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.